Michael Jamieson has been good enough to join us after a tough trip to Adelaide. I imagine you've returned this morning, and appreciate you taking our call, Michael.
No, pleasure, guys.
Tough night. Did you see it coming? And obviously you didn't see a loss of that magnitude, but were you concerned that the group might have been a bit spent by what's been a pretty big 5 or 6 weeks?
Look, not really. I think, talk of being tired and things like that, maybe a little way out. I think, you know, every team up until this stage has played the same amount of games last time I checked. So I'd answer your question. I certainly didn't see it coming. I know our win-loss hasn't been terrific, but I thought our form had been pretty good. And we match up pretty well against Port Adelaide, which had some good battles in the past. So I certainly didn't see it coming.
So what happened, do you think?
I think we, you know, just really reluctant to take anything away from Port. I think we ran into them in as good a form as I've played anyone this year. And then we were off our game. And you know, being off your game and playing anyone in such an even competition as it's become, you usually get found out. But I just thought Port were terrific.
Can you describe what it was like, more particularly through the second quarter, when you're in defence and the ball's just coming down relentlessly and coming down so quick and so often? Can you describe the sort of noise that the crowd was putting out there, and also the pressure you were under? Because I remember a number of times you almost just got the hands on the shorts and almost exhausted how much ball was coming down there at certain periods of the game in the second quarter.
Yeah, Vossi, relentless is a pretty good word. I think I just don't think we adapted well enough. I think they got right on top and had a lot of numbers behind the ball, and we bombed away, and then we just didn't adapt and slow the game down and have a little bit more composure coming out of defence. I think we just continued to bomb it. That played into their hands, and they just, as you said, just kept kicking it back in. Yeah, it was certainly noisy. It is a terrific place to play, regardless of the 100-point loss. It's going to set them up for the next few years. It's certainly a really tough, hostile environment, I guess, to go over there and play, and I'm sure it's the same with Adelaide, so it's no doubt a great advantage for them.
I'm glad you mentioned about the composure and that ball control, because it seemed there was a pointed kick where the ball went out to the wing, and it was an easy kick to make. It was about 25 metre kick out on the wing. It was very early in the game. It was missed, and Bryce Gibbs was forced to win a contested football, and it seemed to be that the game was just kept fast, because Port, whenever they got it, they were just going whack as quick as they could possibly get it. But just through a couple of missed targets meant that you had to go on fast forward the whole time. So you're just constantly spinning your wheels and never really being able to take a breath.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said earlier, we were just too slow to realise that and adapt. And then when you get, as you said, when you get 5 goals down, then you know, the only way to get back into it is to try and kick a few quick goals. And as you said, the wheels just were spinning and we weren't grabbing any momentum. But we just needed to be a lot quicker to take the sting out of the game and not keep playing into their hands and their strengths, which is, you know, turnover football. I think they had 30 shots alone just from turnover ball. So
yeah,
had a lot to do with our composure and our skills, no doubt.
Michael, 8 tackles in the first quarter, and I thought that they stepped through the attempted tackles as well. Is that a level that's acceptable for your club?
Certainly not acceptable. I don't think our tackle numbers have been up there with the higher team this year, but I think our ability to stick those tackles, plough and make effective tackles has been pretty impressive. But last night it was something we spoke about at every break, that they were tackling well and showing us up, because we were really poor in that effort, and we saw that you'd break one tackle and they'd have 3 guys on the fly and they just run it coast to coast. So a tackle missed in the forward 50 might not get noticed when a goal's kicked. People tend to look at, you know, what the defenders did or what the midfielders did.
Yeah.
But, no doubt the source of a fair few of their goals was missed tackles.
Well, just with that one, I think that goes on to the line of, I mean, what Vossi was talking about in that second quarter. At one stage, it was 19 scoring shots from 26 entries. I mean, that's just virtually pure every time it's going in. A lot of that surely has to come from not enough pressure up the ground.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to blame the guys up the ground being a defender when you hear that sort of percentage. But that was just the type of footy they played. I think we turned it over across our half forward line, and I was looking up from our back 50, and they'd have three or four guys just streaming.
On the charge, yeah.
I can just still picture Matty White and Pollock and Hartlett, the guys like that. Just
did you sleep last night then? Did you get
unfortunately, I did, because I just had nightmares all night. Yeah.
Funny thing about it, Mick, we were watching it on TV. Every time the ball got kicked and the camera caught up where the ball was, you swore there was 25 Port players on the ground, because almost, not every contest, but seriously, two out of three contests, it seemed to be three Port players onto one, not just in one area of the ground, all over the ground. When you get like that, what goes through your head when you get like that?
You want to call for a count, firstly, Robbo. Would be a nice thing, but that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like they had numbers everywhere. And as I said, we just kept playing into their hands. We'd bomb it, they'd mark it. Handball, and they'd have three guys out the back, and then, you know, our defenders got caught, you know, trying to defend their man and then come up the ground and trying to stop those runners.
I tell you what was disappointing, Michael, because everyone had been watching Carlton, and everyone watches Carlton all the time. And so we've seen every game this year, and we've seen the poor games when you lost early, and then we see the games where the last 5 weeks where Carlton have been just so competitive. It's just been fantastic. Unlucky not to win a couple of more games, actually. And then when Mick spoke during the week, he said, I think the players are getting it and getting it. I was with him. I thought to myself, they sort of are. I don't know where it's come from, but the consistency of effort and all that was there. And then to go out and deliver that last night, I thought to myself, this is not the Carlton that I know. This is not the Carlton that I've been watching for 5 weeks. Can you any way explain that or not?
All I can say is that in the past, when we've had these little, you know, build up of momentum and then we've sort of slipped away, you know, I'm reminded of the Brisbane game. I thought we'd turned a corner and then we played that game and we're really poor. You know, it felt like, you know, the players, you know, either got ahead of themselves or we got content or things like that in the past. And then it made us realise we weren't there. Whereas this game, it didn't feel like that, Robbo. I thought we were still, you know, still really vocal on the ground and still trying to turn things around. I think the game just, you know, got away from us early. And, you know, I hate to use it as an excuse, but we had a pretty young, inexperienced side out there. And I think there was more factors, you know, like that with a few injuries, you know, early. It's always hard losing your skipper. But I completely see where you're coming from. But this one didn't feel like... you know, even though it's a 100-point loss, I think we've had more deflating losses in the past.
This is going to sound funny. I actually thought Carlton played really, really well from about the 10-minute mark of the third quarter to about the 15-minute mark of the last quarter. You know why? I actually thought I saw Carlton fighting, and everyone was watching it saying, this is going to blow out to be 140 points, 150 points. I actually thought, against the odds, Carlton played okay football through that period when I really reckon you could have turned your toes up.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that, because I think that was the point I was trying to make with, you know, some of those disappointing losses earlier in the year. I think that would have blown out to be a 150-point loss, but, you know, this was more to do with, you know, execution and composure and silly turnovers rather than just turning it up, I thought. So I think that shows a little bit of growth. It's hard to take any, you know, real positives out of a 103-point loss, but we got some games into some, you know, some kids, and we just want to make sure when we play Essendon this week, you know, we don't go into a pre-season with that sort of loss in, you know, in the back of our minds. We think we've made some, you know, pretty good ground over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and that's what we want to remember going into the pre-season, not a disappointing effort like last night.
Yeah, well, we saw Brisbane lose by 100 points and then come out and beat Collingwood the next week, so we know that it does happen within our competition and the structure of the way it goes. Michael, I just want to go back to opposition analysis during the week. Robbie Gray is number two voted by all the coaches at the moment. He seemed to get so much time and space early in the game. It really surprised me. What was the analysis that was put onto him during the week and the concentrated efforts about what sort of season he's actually having as a player?
No, he was certainly the number one player we highlighted throughout the week. So it's disappointing it was that evident throughout the game. He had all that space.
Particularly early.
Yeah, we put a lot of time into Robbie and designated players that would go to him, you know, when he was in the midfield and up forward. We know, I think, out of stoppages and clearances, he's possibly the number one player in the comp. So we certainly put a lot of homework into him throughout the week, and you know, saw his stats, and he was the number two ranked player of the coaches. I dare say he's the number one now.
Yeah.
I think he will be now.
The funny thing about it, he is a Jet, and I think Carrazzo went to him in the midfield, because I was looking at Robbie, I'm thinking, he's getting a lot of the ball here. Who's got him? Who's got him? And I saw Carrazzo
was more bulk.
I saw Carrazzo going body on body with him at the centre clearances. The problem is, in a game like that, geez, it's easy to find spaces. I mean, you've played in games like that where, you know, you've looked like Jeff Southby and you're a really good player, but when everything goes well, you know, the full back, the back pockets, they all just feed into the game and think, God, this is easy. And that's what it looked like last night.
Yeah, I agree. I think every time we kicked it forward, you know, they had Jonas or Homsch or Carlisle or someone like that marking it, and Pittard, you know, ran it out. And I think it probably just marries into that point you made, Robbo. It felt like there was 25 out there. It was, I think it was pretty easy for them. And they probably had, you know, if not 22, 21 players who all at least played their role, and if not, had really good games. And that was, our team should do that, it's always going to be pretty tough to stay close.
Is it a good sign, Mick, when you said that people were still talking and encouraging and enthusiastic on the ground? Because I have spoken to players and I've played footy in situations where a guest like that, the fingers start getting pointed and the back chat to each other starts. Did that happen at all last night?
No, it didn't. And I think that is definitely a growth area. I think in the past, when things go, you know, things start not going too well, you go into survival mode and you try and look after yourself, and you probably become a little bit insular. But if anything, it went the other way last night. From half time, we made a real concerted effort to keep looking after each other, keep directing the young guys, and that sort of went through for the entire game. So that was a pleasing thing to take out of it.
Michael, appreciate your time. Terry and I think you are as good as Jeff Southby, by the way. But
that wasn't a slight, Mick. You know, you understand what I'm saying, didn't you?
That's fine, Robbo.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it after such a big loss.
Pleasure, guys.